Hey everyone, I'm Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day. I am so thankful that you're listening to this podcast, and if it's been a blessing to you, just share it with a friend. I would so appreciate that. And if you want to let me know how it's blessed you, you can talk about that in the comments section of today's podcast, or you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. I would love to hear from you to see how this is touching you, as well as where you're listening from. It's really helpful to me as I can put those little pins on my map. So today we're in Matthew 5, verse 7 in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is talking to his disciples up on a hill. That's why they call it the Sermon on the Mount. Makes sense? And he says this in the New American Standard Translation. It says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, thank you that you bless the merciful. We need more merciful folks in this world. It is a merciless world, and there is so much of a need for mercy. So I just thank you for those listening today who have that gift of mercy, and all those who exercise the gift of mercy, to have compassion on the breaking, to have compassion on those who are hurting, to have compassion on those who silently suffer, to have compassion on shut-ins, to have compassion on people who need Meals on Wheels, to have compassion on the elderly who are the forgotten of our generation and often overlooked and under-acknowledged in our churches today. Lord, instead of marginalizing those who are wiser and farther along in the journey than us, help us to dignify them, to listen to them, to have mercy upon them, to ask good questions and receive wise counsel. Lord, help us not to forget an entire generation, and forgive us for our ageism. Forgive us for thinking that youth is the best, because youth is not the best. Youth is great, and we need vigorous folks who are loving Jesus in their youth, but we also need folks who have walked long, long journeys with you so that we can glean the masterful wisdom from them. So Lord, show us today how we can listen to and empower a friend who's walking this road, who's older than us. And Lord, thank you that when we give mercy, we receive mercy. That's something really beautiful about this Sermon on the Mount. You have these same words repeated. Blessed are the merciful, those who are full of mercy, for they shall receive what they give. They will receive mercy. I give mercy, I get mercy. And recently I was having a conversation, Jesus, with someone I love very much, and she was having a hard time. And I was reminded about my day where I was just feeling down as well. And you popped into my mind, Lord, a name of someone who desperately needed to receive some mercy and some kindness and some love and some compassion. And so, Lord, I just did it. I just did it. I reached out to that person and I shared this with my friend who I was talking to. And I said, sometimes when we are in a funk, we just have to give out. And sometimes we feel like we can't do that at all. And that's where we desperately need your strength and we need your mercy, because we've run out. We have grown tired of not receiving any mercy from people. And so our mercy meter is very low and we desperately need it from you. But the thing that I've found, Jesus, is when we give out of our lack, your abundance somehow overflows through us and brings us joy when we strive to bring joy to somebody else. Lord, when I'm navel gazing, when I'm navel gazing, I find that everything is about me, and I cannot see anything else other than my needs and my wants, and I filter the world through that, and then I tend to get bitter and angry and look at everybody as people who aren't filling my needs. But when I go outside of that and I begin to meet the needs of others, the greatest joy comes back to me. So Lord, I thank you that you said even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. In the same way, that's how it is for us. If we're going to represent you, Jesus, on this earth, we did not come to be served for folks to serve us, but to serve and to give our lives. So Lord, as we are merciful today, I pray specifically today, right now, in this moment, that you would put a name into the minds or hearts of the folks listening today. Just drop a name into their head. And I pray that you give them some creative, amazing way to be merciful with that person today, whether it just means listening or phone calling or showing up with flowers or whatever it means. Lord, help them to become wildly creative with their mercy today. And in that, I pray they would receive mercy. I pray all this in your merciful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are lacking mercy and you are hurting, let Jesus know and ask him to show you someone to be merciful to so that you can receive his mercy as you do that. God is listening to you today. He loves you. He has mercy upon you, and you are his delightful child. Rest in that today.